For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Failure to Appear, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jance. Prologue. I hate hospitals. I hate the smell of them and the shiny glow on long, empty-looking corridors. I hate the ominous swish of white clothing that precedes nurses as they bustle down hallways or march unannounced into rooms. But most of all, I hate waiting. Even for supposedly tough-guy homicide cops, there's nothing in the world that makes you feel more powerless than cooling your heels in some obnoxious waiting room while a person you love goes under the surgeon's knife. When I couldn't take it any longer, I escaped outdoors, retreating to the relative safety of a concrete bench next to an overflowing ashtray. There I sat, exiled to the smoker's outdoor dungeon, even though I don't smoke and never have. There was no tree to keep off the worst of Southern Oregon's blazing late June sun, but then I wasn't looking for shade. I felt chilled, from the bones out. The 90-odd degree weather could neither penetrate nor melt the ice flow building up around my heart. Ralph Ames, my attorney, followed me outside. He glanced in my direction but left me alone. Instead, he walked over to the other pair of worried people, the one made up of Karen, my ex-wife, and her present husband, Dave Livingston. As Ralph spoke to them, I noticed that periodically Dave would reach over and pat Karen's shoulder or pull her close and let her lean against him. Karen isn't the helpless female type. Not by a long shot.